Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with the weekly insurance news wrap for Tuesday, October 8th. We kick off this week with a compelling update in the world of travel insurance. Strapping in for the ride, a traveler has recently claimed a hefty payout of $6,300 after a mischievous tuk-tuk driver absconded with his bag, laden with luxury items including a laptop and Prada sunglasses. Initially, the insurer HDI Global Specialty rejected this claim, citing their policy didn't cover unattended items. However, our Australian heroes at the Financial Complaints Authority took exception to this interpretation, deeming it overly restrictive. Not due to neglect, they ruled, urging for policy terms that are crystal clear to provide complete transparency in insurance agreements. In the evolving sphere of insurance broking, the demand for transparency is only increasing in volume. The Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee has amplified these calls with a powerful push for mandatory disclosures aimed at small businesses. Despite the National Insurance Brokers Association acknowledging this demand for better client outcomes, it remains non-committal on the reinstatement of small business disclosures. As the plot thickens, increased enforcement is highlighted with rising self-disclosures among brokers and significant breaches reported, urging for a balance in broker input whilst preserving small business trust. Shifting our attention to eye care, brace yourselves for significant changes from October 8th designed to enhance efficiency and cut service costs by a promising 5%. This follows a review by the NSW Treasury, which shone a spotlight on issues surrounding governance, culture, and accountability. Reforms on the cards encompass amendments to the State Insurance and Care Governance Act of 2015, modifications to the CEO role, and ministerial approval requirements for CEO appointments. With up to 130 jobs potentially impacted, transparency is vital to restore public faith, and Minister Sophie Kotsis has requested a detailed plan from iCare's chair. Now let's saddle up for a case that dives headlong into the intricate realm of trauma insurance. A claim lodged by a claimant seriously injured in a horse riding mishap was denied by Clearview Life Assurance. While the chain of events led to a major pelvic fracture and the difficulty to perform daily tasks independently, the claim was rejected due to insufficient evidence of a permanent condition. Decision makers at the Australian Financial Complaints Authority noted the severity of her current disability, but highlighted that reports suggest a potential recovery in the future. So, expect future medical evidence to potentially alter the outcome of this case, illuminating the convoluted nature of trauma insurance claims. That wraps up this week's insurance news highlights. I'm Paige Estrotori, your guide through the Australian insurance industry on behalf of Financial Services Online. For more updates, feel free to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au.